Fake news has affected Veles. In a country with almost a quarter of its citizens unemployed, and in a town with an average annual income below $5,000, the impulse to deceive was seemingly irresistible. So now, as the money flows, so too does the liquor. This club is cashing in on the success of fake news entrepreneurs, who get paid relatively majestic sums by Macedonian standards by selling advertising on their sites.
What happened in our town is that a lot of money came, and a lot of people quit their jobs so they can put a lot of effort in this, as they saw this as the big idea, as their big chance, their big change in their life.
One venue here even plans to host a club night on the day Google pays out its ad revenue. In response to concerns that fake news may have influenced the election, Google and Facebook recently announced new measures to crack down on sites like Dimitri's. But his Google AdSense account is still up. Besides, Dimitri says, fake news didn't alter the election. And if anyone needs to take responsibility, it's surely not him.
I know who is the responsible one for the election, and that's the American people. I think the American people take their politics not as serious as other countries do. No offense to Americans, but we don't believe such hoax news.